Hallelujah. Will you turn around and say, my ears are open this morning. Amen. My ears are open. My ears are open. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Jackie. Thank you. We want to take the offering. We want to take the offering. You know what? We can take the offering now. You know, it's a brother. I don't know what this brother. Who was this brother? Oh, Brother Mayo from Indonesia. He said when they take their offerings, they put a box in the back of the church. And people come and he said, if you all love the Lord, then just leave your offering. He said, there's no offering in the front of the church. The offering is in the back. I've heard this twice. In the back of the church. You know why? Because he said, some people give to let people see them giving. And it's all kind of reason that people give, you know. And so he said, that cuts that all out. Because nobody will know who gets given what or when. And I said, well, that sounds pretty good. I've heard that. What my sister say she went to a service like that. Praise the Lord. And are you happy to be here today? You love the Lord today? Thank you, Jesus. I didn't know how this prayer was going to go. But, you know, young folks, I'm telling you, children, y'all better keep up because these young folks are running over us, and I'm telling you now. Thinking, I mean, I'll be tired, but I'm telling you, these young folks, I said, shucking. She be kind of nippy, but she be out here. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So today, I said, Lord, how that going to do Sunday? I heard, so when I got out of church Sunday, when I got out of church last night, I heard them say, look, we got to stay, we got to come, we got to be at prayer tonight. And I don't know what else they were saying. But the deacon said, I tell you what, I'll cook a pot of beans and you cook a pot of something else, and we took a little something and eat between, and we're going to stay out here. Because we ain't going back, we're going to stay. And I said, God, there's no way in the world you're not going to bless. You get ready, D. I'm telling you, there ain't no way in the world God ain't going to bless you. Because he God. Not Sister Dave, he God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, pray. Sister Kelsey, come on up here and be with you. Is that Kelsey back there? You back there with the baby, sweetheart? Yeah. She said, yeah. We'd like for you to come up and be with us. You want to come up a little closer with the baby? Do you nurse your baby? Do you nurse him? Her. That's a her. Do you nurse your baby? Okay, so, yeah, that's better. Bless her. Is that going to be okay? All right. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. But I'm telling you, God getting ready to do something. There ain't going to be nowhere you're going to sit. It's going to be from the front to the back. People say, well, I like to sit in the front because of heating. Uh-uh. God getting ready to heat up stuff. It's going to be everywhere. In the front, the back, in the middle, and everywhere else. Amen. Lord, I thank you. One more time, let's just ask God to bless us. Ask God to help us. Hallelujah. Help us and help us with the word. Praise. I'm not going to keep you very long, like brother said. Amen. But I want us to really love the word of God. Say, Lord, we love your word and we thank you. We pray that you would open it up to us that we could be better Christians in Jesus' name. I want you to turn to the first chapter of Genesis and the first chapter of John. I'm telling you, God gave me something else in this morning, but I said, no, I'm going to let that long until he showed me what this is. You ever be reading the word and you saw something, boom, oh my God. But you ain't got time to really study into it, so I'm going to let it alone. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. You know everything that God creates is good. Now, I'm not going into this stuff to people about the second and the first verse and all. I'm not going too much into that, okay? But I've been studying, and anybody that's been Christians a long time knows something happened between the first and second verse. Because in the beginning, God created the heavens, and God don't create nothing in confusion, nothing is messed up. But then they say the earth was without form and void, so something happened between that. But we ain't going to talk about it, and if you ain't ever heard it, I'm sorry. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the spirit, and notice that spirit is small. hallelujah, Jesus, of the God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, wow, let there be light. I almost told it. No, I can't tell that. And God said, let there be light. I want you to turn to 1 John. I mean, not 1 John, children. John, just plain John. The first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word. Now, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Isn't that right? Okay. And the Word was with God that created. And the Word was God that created. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. So everything you see was made by God. That's right. In him was life. And the life that was in God, was the light of men. Without that life, man can't live. Man will still be in darkness of the creation. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness overpowered it, it says here. My pastor, you say, couldn't put it out. Comprehended it not. Listen, there was a man sent from God whose name was John, and the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. Now, what I noticed was that the light is capitalized. Now, when I went to school, a noun was capitalized. You only capitalize nouns, the name of a person, place, or a thing. So this light is either a person, it's a place, or it's a thing. I'm going to say, since it says the next little reading down here, he said he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. I'm sure he ain't Brad Bristol no thing. He ain't Brad, so it's got to be a person. So I want to thank God for that light that shined in my heart one day, that shined in your heart one day. It was a person. Now, how I know that 2 Timothy 3:16 is true, because the Bible says all scripture is by the inspiration of God. All of it. How I know, people that's kind of wouldn't have thought to put the light in a capital letter. And there are other things that's in the scripture I've run across studying that they couldn't have done that. It had to be God. Don't you see how great God is? The King James, I ain't seen the other versions of the Bible. But anybody else got another version besides the King James? Nobody? Oh. I want to see, was the light capitalized? Amen. But that light, hallelujah, shined in the darkness, that particular light, and the darkness couldn't put it out. Then John was not that light, but he was sent, he know that. But the Bible says that was the true light, which light every man that come into the world. So everybody that comes into the world is lighted by that light. Everybody that come into the world, the Bible says he gave every man a measure of faith. So he didn't just give people who he thought was going to be saved a measure of faith. He gave every man a measure of faith. He gave every man a measure of everything that he gave every man, because he loved man. He put man, when he made Adam, he made him with everything he had. And when Adam began to have children, he had what Adam had. Now, I won't say that either, because people get all, y'all go, you know, sometimes you say it just stops people. But the Lord told me to tell you that something is happening in your life this morning. I had to write it down. He said, because the light, the true light, is shining in your hearts. He said, you have brought you to a place. And when that guy walked up to the piano, I said, that's it. The Lord, help me, Brother Mark. You praying for me? Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm telling you, this light is shining. Nothing can put it out. I say, nothing can put this light out. This light is going to shine when in the greatest darkness. And it's shining now in darkness. So sister came this morning and she was talking about, hallelujah, that's why the light needs to shine. That's why we need something from God. I don't care if you speak in 15 different tongues. You need something from the Lord. You need something that Acts 2 say they had. Because the Bible said when the Holy Ghost fell upon them, they had power. Power to come.
cast out devils, power to raise the dead. They had power. And what the church need now is power.
We need power. We got enough. The well. Thank you, Father. We got the well. When he told the woman, it was a well of living water springing up. You have a well. Everybody's saved. Let me see your hands. You got a well that sprung up. Salvation. But the Bible also says, hallelujah, Jesus, there's a river of life flowing out of you. I thank God for the well. But I want a river. Because out of your innermost beings, that river should flow. Out of my being. This is what I'm praying for. These 10 days, I want this river to flow out of me. I'm tired of just having enough for me. We got enough people here. We don't know about it. Ain't you just tired? You want something more. You want that river. Because a river can feed other people. A river can supplement other folk. You know, if you just got something just to keep you saved, my. You know what I'm saying? Well, Lord, I know I'm saying y'all saved. I know. Listen, it's something about saved folks. You don't have to ask nobody if they saved or not. It's something about you. It shows on your face. You can't. Listen, they told Peter, said, I know you a Galilean. You were with him. I don't know you, but I just know it's something about you. You've been around this man too long. You kind of, No, it's something. When you stay around Jesus, it's something going to be about you. You ain't got to put no sign on you, say, I'm a Christian. You ain't got to say, clap two times and such thing. The people going to know you. I guarantee you, you have people walk up to you and say, girl, you just, something about you. They may not know what it is, but it's something about a Christian. It's something about those that's been washed in the blood of Jesus. It's something about it. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's just like you get something dirty. Women, you know what I'm talking about. Say you got a dirty old white blouse. Praise the Lord. And you just put it in any kind of church, don't get it clean. But girl, you put it in shout. Put some shout on it. And put it in the right kind of church. You pick it up and put on. I love Clorox, so I'm going to say Clorox. Put some Clorox. Hallelujah. And pick it up. And you put this to that. Hallelujah. You know what? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus washes you just like that. The blood of Jesus washes you just like that. I don't care what you got on you, what spot been wasted on you, what you've been doing, where you've been, what kind of sin you done sin, what kind of lie you done told. The blood of Jesus washes you white as snow. Now, you're going to either go one place or another. When you get judged, your sins are on Jesus, and you'll get for that, or you're going to get judged for your sins in hell. But because of Jesus, he took our sins. So now we are free. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. Isn't it awesome? No man can do anything. No man can say anything. No matter what man think about you, no matter what, it's what God says. It's what he has on the records. Because he's been keeping records, believe me. And he keeps good records too. Because the Bible say when he came, the book was open. And then another book was open, which is the book of life. But it was another book open before that book was open. Amen. So the Bible said, in the beginning, the earth was full of chaos. And I thought about children of God, how we're standing now. There's so much chaos and confusion in the world. I said, Lord, there's so much confusion. I said, so much confusion. So much. And it's almost like the beginning. Amen. But something is happening in God's people's lives now. Some people that will hear God, something going to happen in their life. Doctors ain't going to overpower your life no more. I'm telling you, God said if we would allow him, this order and this harmony is going to be taken care of. Because when you are discombobulated, I call it, and you're all mixed up, then you ain't confusion. And when confusion was in the earth, God stepped out and caused it to be not so. The Bible said, God said, let there be light. There was no light. And it was light because God said it.
I say he said it. There was light. And when God said, let there be light in you, there's light. When God say, I'm going to save her, she come to me. You know, one thing I know, though, I understand this really good. You got to want it. He paid the price. But one thing else I understand, he gives you a mind. He gives you a mind. Every one of you that's here can't say, I got saved. No, no, no. Thank God that he gave you a mind to think on him that one time. Because there's plenty of people sit up under the word and they just don't. Like Judas. He was with the word. He was walking with the word. But look at what he did. And then he had sense enough to repent. He went and hung himself. You understand what I'm saying? Now look at Peter. Peter denied him. But Peter had something in him that Jesus knew he had. Hallelujah. And he went, and you believe he suffered all the time for that, what he done. He didn't get away with that. It bothered him for years, I'm sure. To finally, he finally say, well, I just got to just thank you, Lord, for just doing this for me. And so, thank you, Father. I'm thinking that when the Lord tried to help Peter, you know, when he had to go to Cornelius. You know, now look at here. These people are Jews, and I'm not skipping, I'm showing you something. All that Peter went through because of what Peter had done. Amen. Finally, it came to, he said, Lord, I just, you know, here I am. I just, you know, I just, y'all know how you do. There are things that bother you. You know how the enemy brings up stuff you done 50 years ago. Come on now. And you say, Lord, I've been forgiven for that. Amen. And so Peter, when he was sitting on the roof, he was a Jew. I mean a 100%, 100% pure Jew. Just as Jewish as Jews can be. They did not go into sinners' houses or into other people's houses of other religions or other ethics or nothing. No. Jews were not allowed to intermingle with anybody but a Jew. So here now comes him having a vision. God showed him a vision. Because now he's breaking him down. He's breaking him down. He received the Holy Spirit, and now he said, I'm going to teach you what this is about now. And when he broke him down, he saw this vision of all these animals that he never would have tasted in his life. Never had a piece of pork in his mouth. Never had none of that junk in his mouth. Never tasted it. And then the Lord said, rise, Peter, slay and eat. He said, wait a minute. I've never eaten nothing like that. So when the Lord did it about three times, by that time, Cornelius' men walked in. Now he's understanding. Say, are you Peter? And God told him, say, it's Simon Peter. He up on the house. He up there praying. Say, go up there and tell him, hallelujah, to come. So he, by the time Peter, this last time the veil came down, God's so good. And it went up, he said, and the man walked in and said, are you Simon Peter? Will you please come with us? He's looking at him. He know they're not Jews. And he said, he put two and two together. He wasn't crazy. Wait a minute, that's what God is telling me. So when he walked in the house, he said, I can see that God is no respecter of persons. You read it in Acts. He said, but those that love God and seek him, he will, you know, maybe we ought to read that. Read it. Read in Acts. Cornelius, I think it's the 10th chapter of Acts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Read that for me. Is it 10?
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Call for Simon. So he told him what Peter's name was. See, Peter know that the people that those people, because they don't even associate with those people, that they did not know his name. And so when they were sent up there to say, are you Simon Peter? He said, wait a minute. Then he put it together. Now read where he went into the house, when Peter went into the house.
Yes, I will. Okay, read number 28, sister. He came to them. Now, this is what Peter told these people. Yes. And that's what Peter interpreted the dream to mean. That not to call anybody uncommon or unclean or common. Okay, read. Therefore came I unto you without being. I came to you, I mean, I had nothing to say about it. If God says it's time to do it, then it's, watch it. I ain't got nothing to say about it. He said, yeah, I was a Jew. I was messed up. This is what I thought. You know, I thought, you know about my nation. It's unlawful for me to come in as a Jew to anybody else. But I came when the Lord showed me this without gainsaying. May God help us all, no matter what persuasion that we have. When God show us what's right, when God show us what's right, that we'll get up and do whatever God tell us to do. Praise God. Just like Jackie got up to the piano. I don't know what kind of shame, you know, you sitting up there and you can't play. You see what I'm saying? It'll cause shame. But when the Lord says something, if you do what he say, then you'll get what he got for you. And now, thank you, Father. And that quantum leap will come. See, it wouldn't matter if it took you 5 years. Now you done cut it down to one. Thank you, Jackie. You preached some of my sermon. He said, so I came to you when God showed me the vision. I ain't here to ask nobody nothing. Y'all don't understand. This man was, y'all don't understand about being, you don't understand. You know, you understand. You can't hardly understand. You can't hardly understand because you got to walk in the shoes of a person sometimes. But he said, I came without gainsaying. I ain't asked him. I came without gainsaying. I mean, I ain't got nothing else to say. Soon as I was sent for, I came because I knew it was God. So I'm asking you now, what do you want with me? What did you send for me for? So you say, he said, I was fasting about 4 days ago and an angel came. He told him all about it. Thank you, sister. And a man stood there before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayer's heard. He said, hallelujah, thy alms and your giving, they've been had a remembrance in the sight of God because God loves everybody. He loves the Jew. He loves the black. He loves the Asian. He loves everybody. He loves everybody. Thank you, Jesus. And he said now, I tell you, you got to read this when you get home. When he just told what's what. I tell you, he preached a short sermon. And the Bible say, as he was preaching, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Just like it did, hallelujah, in Acts 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he said, number 42, so he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God, that it was Jesus to be the judge of the quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness, number 43, and through him, his name, whoever believe in him shall receive remission of sin. And when they heard that, you mean my sins are going to be remitted? While Peter yet spake these words, that your sin is forgiven you, the Bible says the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard the word. And all he did was told them they had remission of sin. All he did was the Lord told us to go and preach Jesus. I'm telling you, church, when the church started preaching Jesus, we're going to see some things happen. Sister, we're going to see some things happen when we start preaching Jesus. The Jesus that's going to appear. The Jesus that's showing up in your heart now. The light that's coming into you. We're going to see something. So the Lord told me, praise the Lord, there's lots of confusion. Well, now he told me, I wrote it down because I forget stuff. A lot of disorder. He told me, said, tell them if they're not enlightened, if they're not unperplexed, if they're not logical, if their head is not clear, if they're not coherent, they're in confusion. So many people are in confusion. So many people. And God, when he came to when the earth, when he made the earth, he said, let there be light. And I say today, and listen, I know you're going to go back and get in the Bible and read some of this. I don't know what she was talking about. Hallelujah. Some of y'all. But I tell you, what God is doing today cannot be, it's going to be, it ain't going to hardly be explained. Amen. You sit there, you don't know what God going to do for you. I said, you don't know, all you got to do is want something from God. But he know what he want to do with you. Amen. I'm thinking about a lady who hated Sister Kuhlman. I know y'all have heard of, who have heard Kevin Kuhlman? You ever heard of? I went to one of her meetings. Never been in nothing. It's, oh God, changed my life. Because a man was sitting out on the podium with us. He was getting ready to try to go in the service. She just drew hundreds of people. And his one of his legs was longer than the other. He had a brace on his leg. And me and Sister Buchanan went to the service that day. You have to get there an hour or two before time or you will not get a seat. And they don't let you stand around the wall. If you can't get a seat, you can't come in. And so this man sat in front. I know it's for me. I knew it was for me. He sat in front of me and Sister Buchanan. And when the Holy Spirit came up on this woman, you could tell her the change would come over. And she would begin to work with the Lord. She says, there's a man sitting back there. You got a leg that's, and I saw with my eyes. Liars go to hell. I saw this man. I saw his leg grow out. And I said, Sister Buchanan. I was so excited. I had never seen nothing like that. And then my mind began to wonder, do God do things like this today? My church didn't teach that. Then that started me on my quest of believing that God could do more than I saw him doing. Sister Kuhlman. Sure did. Amen. But you know who fought her? The church. Because see, the church come every Sunday and sit. But they ain't really want this Jesus that's in this Bible. Not really. They're happy to have somebody to give them a car, or give them a house, or give them some rugs, or give them. They're happy for that. But when you come talking about a Jesus that can raise the dead, you come talking about a Jesus that's doing things that you don't understand, you don't want him. Help us, God. Because it was the church that fought that woman. It's the church that fight everybody that rises up and do the works of Christ. When you help Jesus, and when the Lord, when I begin to want this, the Lord said, are you ready for persecution? Because that's where your persecution is going to come from, your brethren in the church, because they ain't going to understand. It's a shame that we don't understand. We sit here every Sunday. How come we don't understand? And we pray to a God. We raise our hands and say, how great he is. And we sing songs, how great is our God. And we say, you roll back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. Well, God, what would have happened if you'd have saw that? Would you have been mad at Moses? Because he lifted up his rod and he had to see Christ. You understand what I'm saying, Brother Mark? Hallelujah. So when God goes on and marches on, he's not going to sit if you want to go with him. God is not sitting somewhere, hallelujah, trying to scratch his head and wondering. God is moving. And either we're going to get in the move or we're going to be left out. Now, you ready to be taken someplace that you don't understand? But see, you know, as a human, we'd like to have control, especially of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? If something happened that don't control us, praise the Lord, that we don't understand, like Sister Jackie, you explained it just right. Because if something happens that's not usual, not the in the norm, praise the Lord. But God ain't always in the norm. Praise the Lord. He do things or foolish things. He take the foolish things to confound the wise. And so when he come in with the foolish things to confound the wise, we get a little uneasy. And even though we love him, we love him. I said, we do love him. But help us, God. Help us. When you move, God, help us to move with you. And we say, oh, he didn't do it like that. That ain't none of God. First thing we say, you know how we say, that ain't none of God. Because we still stuck in what happened in the wilderness.
We still stuck. We ain't stuck about when we got over in Canaan. Things probably changed. We still back there. He didn't do it that way. In Egypt, it didn't happen like that. That's the way my church was. They just did not accept the Holy Ghost of speaking in tongues. They didn't accept it because that ain't the way the bishops did. You want to go on with God? I want to see your hands if you want to go on with God. God, see you. Let me see it again, Lord. I'm going to ask the Lord to look at your hands. Now, when he take us on, these people, I don't want you to say nothing. But praise the Lord. Let the other folks come in and talk. Because I'm going to tell you, when God do things, people just talk. They try to, see, if it's something that your mind can't conceive, something that you can't, you know, it's not natural to your mind, then you're going to try to find out what happened. You know, that's man. I don't know why man like that. It happened cause, you know. If you're going to take the miracle out, cause. I told the Lord, Lord, help me. I'm the first one want to be helped in this place. I want to be helped. Will you stand? I told you I wasn't going to keep you long. Lord, you said in the beginning was the word. Let me leave this with you. Since the beginning was the word, the end is going to be the word. So I pray for each of my brothers and sisters. Walk in this. Walk in it. I know, and we do, when something happened to us, the first thing we run to is what man done said. I wonder, can we find it in here? The answer, the keys to a lot of problems, a lot of things. You know, and some of the keys in here, sister, are so simple. So simple. I read one, it says, you know, you're feeling bad in your soul. It said a merry heart is good like a medicine. That's so simple. It's so simple to sing me a little Diddy Daddy song. No, you want to sit down and complain. I ain't this and that and then this. But help us all, Lord, to walk in the word. Because we love you. And we ain't lived too long, sister. No, we're not too old. Because when he tell us something, he requiring it. You know what I'm saying? Now, we ain't heard it. Now, that's different. You know, you ain't heard it. So if you want to, you don't want to hear a lot of stuff, you better stay away from here. Because y'all know if it's a capital letter, I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you about it. Because I want us to be excellent. You don't want to be just a run-of-the-mill Christian. You don't want just somebody just out there, oh, you're a Christian. Yeah, you know. You want to be excellent. You want to be excellent. Jackie, God going to make you skillful. He say, play skillfully on the harp. He going to make you skillful. You ain't got to worry about it. Your hand's going to slide across them keys, and you're going to wonder yourself, girl, I'm jealous. I've been trying to knock them keys for years. I ain't done nothing. But when God get in it, have y'all ever looked at y'all that's got computers? Ever seen this little two-year-old kid that plays like he from an orchestra? That's God. Say God. It's no way that little kid could have learned. He can't even read no, let alone learn them. But he just started hitting on notes and it just made sense to him. He's 2 years old. And to go across that piano just like, I just cried. And the last thing you sent me, this man that was singing, how great thou art. God has given people, hallelujah, the mind and the wisdom. All comes from God. And how he sung how great thou art and made it in fours, and he backed it up. He backed it up. And if he had four himself on the thing, I said, Lord, look at you. See, I see everything as God. I see everything that's the greatness of God. And I feel like, well, God, hallelujah, tell me what to do and how to yield so I can get some of that. I want to see God, don't you? Praise the Lord. So I'm glad to come out here tonight because I want to see God, and whatever it takes to see him, I want to see him. I want to see Clarissa delivered. Yeah. We want to be able to send the word. The Bible says he sent the word and healed them. Yeah. Come on now. Hallelujah. We can send the word and heal people. That's what the Bible say. And I believe what the Bible say. Yeah. So, you know, hallelujah. I believe the Holy Ghost will touch us sometime and say, oh, just send the word. Just send the word. And well, he did it. Don't you remember when he went to that man? I don't know his name. He rode up and he said, hey, you ain't got to come where I am. Y'all remember that? This centurion that met him on the road. He said, my servant is up there dying. He said, I'll come and heal him. He said, oh, no, you ain't got to come. You're a busy man. You ain't got to come. Just speak your word and my servant will be healed. I'm looking for that. I don't know about you. I'm sending the word to folk. Praise the Lord. I'm trying. I'm sending the word. We send the word to people. Sometimes you can't get to Japan. I don't want to go to Japan, really. Praise the Lord. But if somebody over there that needed to send the word. They said it in the Bible. They sent the word and the man was healed. Thank you, Lord. So I'm trying some new things. I'm trying some new things. How about you? If the Bible say he sent the word, I said, dear Jesus. And a lot of times the devil say, you ain't up there. You ain't none of Jesus. No, I ain't none of Jesus, but I'm in Jesus. And when God looks at me, praise the Lord, he sees Jesus. Yeah. He can't look at Celeste as Celeste. And I don't say I'm not a bandit or nothing. Hallelujah. But I ain't went to no 40-day fast. I ain't had the devil to come and do nothing to me, not like that. And I've had some routes with that booger. You understand what I'm saying? But when he looks at me, he looks through the blood of Jesus. I happen to know that. And you got to know that. You stop making the devil think that you ain't nobody. If you're a blood-bought child of God, you somebody. And he knows it, see, but he know you don't know it. That's why you sit up and beat yourself up all the time. Uh-oh, who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? You done asked God to forgive. You still beating on yourself. That's the craziest thing. I'm sitting up here thinking like this, and that devil brought back things I did when I was 2 years old that I could remember. And I'm sitting up here like a nut. I said, oh, Lord, please forgive me. I said, hold it. Hold it. I'm not entertaining the Holy Spirit. I'm entertaining you. Get out of here. That's right. Get moving. Man, this stupid stuff. Praise the Lord. Come on, Leslie. Come on, let me pray for you. I was looking at you last night. And ask Bridget if I'm telling. I was looking at you last night. And I was praying for the Lord to show me how to minister to you. Because it's by the Spirit of the Lord that you have to be ministered to. You in a place, look like to me, that you got to make some deep decisions. And it ain't necessarily about your job either. I don't know what it's about, but I saw it was not